You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this short demonstration of making your Mac speak out the time every hour, quarter, or half hour by just using the default system clock. And I thought I'd do this podcast demo, as a number of people have been asking me how I get my Mac to talk on the hour, quarter, and half now. So hence this demo. So first of all, let me just say that I've got my Mac turned on, VoiceOver's running, and I'm currently sitting at my desktop. So first of all, to get to the clock settings, we need to go into System Preferences and then Time and Date. So I'm going to go to my dock.
Dock. System Preferences. Open. 17 of 36.
1:45.
Okay, and you just heard my Mac say 1:45, and I'm already on System Preferences, so I'm going to do VA Spacebar, Control Option Spacebar, VoiceOver.
System Preferences. System Preferences. Window. Toolbar.
Okay, let me press the tab key.
Leaving toolbar. General button.
And it's going to press D for date and time.
Date and time button.
And VA spacebar, contraption spacebar again.
Press date and time button. Clock. Selected tab. 3 of 3.
Okay, so we've got three tabs here. Clock, 3 of 3. Now if I just go to the left with VA left arrow, contraption left arrow.
Time zone tab. 2 of 3.
That's the time zone tab, and one more to the left.
Date and time tab, 1 of 3.
That's the date and time one. So I don't want to select date and time. I only want to use the one that's already selected, which is...
Time zone tab, 2 of 3. Clock. Selected tab, 3 of 3.
The clock tab. Okay, so if I jump to the bottom of the window, and I'm just going to do Shift-V-O end, and in reality, on my MacBook Pro keyboard here, I'm doing Shift-Function-V-O control option right arrow. So bottom of screen.
Help button.
And if I come back to the left with VA left arrow, control option left arrow.
Customize voice button.
That's the customize the voice for the clock.
On the quarter hour pop-up button.
On the quarter hour. Let's go back to the left for the moment.
Announce the time. Check checkbox.
That's the checkbox you need to check on. Mine's already checked to announce the time for your talking clock. And of course, if I did VA spacebar.
Unchecked. Announce the time. Checkbox.
Unchecked it. If I do VA spacebar again.
Checked. Announce the time. Checkbox.
I've checked it. And then we come back down to the increments. So VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
On the quarter hour pop-up button.
And mine's set on the quarter hour. So I do VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Menu 3 items check mark on the quarter hour.
On the quarter hour. And that's the bottom of the list. If I go up.
On the half hour.
On the half an hour.
On the hour.
Or on the hour only. So if I just choose hour, for example, VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Closing menu. On the hour pop-up button.
Okay, that's what the control now sounds like when you've only got hour selected. So if I do VA spacebar, control option spacebar again.
Menu 3 items check mark on the hour, on the half hour.
It's only going to talk, say, at 2, 2.30, 3, 3.30 example. And one more down.
On the quarter hour.
On the quarter hour, which I had mine set before, and I'll do that again. VA spacebar, control option spacebar.
Closing menu on the quarter hour pop-up button.
Which means it's now going to talk at 2, 2.15, 2.30, 2.45, 3 o'clock, 3.15, etc. Then if I come to the right.
Customize voice button.
That was VO right arrow, control option right arrow, and choose custom voice, VO spacebar, control spacebar.
Press interact with dialogue for window, date and time, voice, slow, normal, fast.
Okay, and if I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Fred, voice, pop-up button.
Here's our voice, and I've got mine set to Fred, because that was the default voice I used to use back in the old days of System 6.07 with Outspoken for the Mac. But if I change it for the moment, VA spacebar, control option spacebar.
Menu 33 items check mark, Fred.
Okay, and if I go to the top of the list.
Liam Infovox, iVox HQ.
Okay, so I've got some other voices installed. So these are basically all the system voices that you've got installed on the Mac so far. So if I come down.
Tyler Infovox, iVox HQ, United States, female, dimmed.
And then the heading for default voices, United States, female.
Vicky.
Victoria.
United States, male, dimmed.
United States, male.
Alex.
Bruce.
Checkmark, Fred.
And currently Fred. So I'm going to go one up.
Bruce.
I'm going to choose Bruce. VA spacebar, control option spacebar.
Closing menu. Bruce, voice, pop-up button.
Okay, and the control tells us it's Bruce selected. And if I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Use custom rate, unchecked checkbox.
Use custom rate, otherwise it's going to choose the normal system rate. So that's, I've got it unchecked.
50% rate, dim slider.
Okay, it's dimmed and it's currently set to 50% system wide.
Slow, normal, fast.
Slow, normal, fast. That's the percentages.
Use custom volume. Unchecked checkbox.
And again, this is another checkbox to use custom volume rather than the system-wide volume.
Dim image. 100% volume. Dim slider.
Okay, mine's currently set up to 100%, which is the system currently set to.
Dim image. Play button.
And if I play...
I sure like being inside this fancy computer.
Okay, next to the play button, there's...
Cancel button. Okay button.
Okay, so that's all we have to do. So if I do VA spacebar contraption spacebar...
Closing dialog.
As it did previously, if I just pause recording and then turn on just before the 2 o'clock as I'm doing this recording, we'll get the clock speaking to me. Okay, so in the meantime, let me just close System Preferences, Command W.
Finder.
And let's go back to my desktop and just wait for the time to be spoken out by Bruce this time, rather than Fred.
Desktop.
Okay, so it's coming up to 2 o'clock when I'm doing this recording. So I'm just going to turn VoiceOver off so you can be reassured that it's got nothing to do with VoiceOver. So I'm going to press Command F5.
VoiceOver off.
And now I'm just going to sit here and wait for the time to be spoken by the Mac using its own system voice rather than using the shortcut for VoiceOver, which would be right option T, using the keyboard commander, which you can turn on with Shift VOK or Shift Control Option K. So here's the time spoken by the Mac.
It's 2 o'clock.
Okay, so there's good old Bruce speaking out the time for us. On my settings, the quarter of the hour. And then, of course, if I turn VoiceOver on with Command F5.
VoiceOver on.
Okay, and then I used VoiceOver time date. You'll actually hear it's a different voice altogether.
March 30th, 2:00 p.m.
So that completes this demonstration of getting your system clock on the Mac to talk either the hour, half an hour or quarter hour increments. And you can get to that by going into System Preferences, Date and Time, and choosing the Clock tab. And you can set those increments. You can also customize your system speech rate and customize the volume, i.e. the speed of which the clock talks and the volume can be separate from the actual system rate speech and the system volume. As I said at the end of that demonstration, this is independent of whether you're using VoiceOver or not. So that completes this demo for the talking clock. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.